the education issues that matter most to you. It's After School with Dr. Watlington, only on KYW News Radio.
I'm Mike DiNardo. Dr. Watlington, let's get right to it. The school board votes on a district budget tomorrow. The school district has to adopt a budget by the end of May, but the city and state have until the end of June to adopt their budgets. This is something that comes up every year, but how difficult is it for the district to craft a budget when your revenue picture really isn't clear yet?
I'll say that the Home Rule Charter requires the district to build a budget based on anticipated revenue, and we're required to get that budget completed 30 days in advance of the close of the fiscal year, which is June 30. It's not uncommon. Year after year, we typically get our budget approved in the school district ahead of both the city and the Commonwealth, and we'll do that again this year on May 28.
Does that cause problems, though, because the governor's proposed budget, the mayor's proposed budget aren't always, in fact, rarely adopted exactly how they're proposed?
We do more than adequate predictions about what we anticipate the funding to look like at the state level and at the city level. We have enough clarity about that that we feel good about asking the board to approve a budget on May 28. It's not lost on us also that in this upcoming fiscal year, we'll be making a $225 million cut to the school district in service of our plan under the leadership of our Board of Education to pay down our structural deficit to zero, to eliminate our structural deficit by fiscal year 29-30, and then hopefully forevermore thereafter to operate in the black and to make structural deficits a thing of the past in the School District of Philadelphia. It will take some great, strong, courageous austerity measures over the next year or so, but we will come out much stronger and more viable as a school district in the out years.
Also on the agenda tomorrow is a five-year, $1.4 million contract with K-12 Insight, the firm that developed your AI software that runs the chat feature on the district's website. Parents who asked a question in that chat are getting a response within a day and a half. Are you satisfied with the performance of that contract? Are you getting your money's worth?
Yes, absolutely. We launched this two-way communication system nearly 3 years ago. And the first year we piloted it in my office. What it essentially does, while there is an AI chatbot feature, there's also the power of live people returning phone calls and emails and responding to written correspondence in a timely manner. What does that look like? From the period July 1 up until the past week or so, we had more than 147,000 phone calls, emails, written inquiries, letters with correspondence to the school district about any number of issues. And we measure through this two-way communication system, how long does it take us to respond in the school district, that in previous years we were told we had poor customer service, and what kind of score would we get on a scale of 0 to 10? Well, I'm pleased to tell you that the average response time over the past year has been 1.5 days, a day and a half. And on a scale of 0 to 10, with 10 being the highest, our average customer service score was 8.1. So absolutely, this contract is helping us to significantly improve customer service and community engagement in the School District of Philadelphia.
I also want to ask you about some TikTok videos that have been going around purportedly showing Philadelphia high school students struggling to read sentences. An example would be, the ambiguous ending was the epitome of confusion. That's one of the sentences that the students are being asked to read, and many in the videos are having trouble doing that. I'm not going to ask you about the validity of these videos, but what does it tell you about the perception of whether Philadelphia students can read?
Let me just say this. Certainly, I've not seen the particular video that you're talking about, but I've heard bits and pieces about what may be circulating on social media. Here are the facts. In the School District of Philadelphia, over the past 3 years, we've had a 3.3 percentage point increase in reading scores on the third grade state test, the PSSAs, as we call them in Pennsylvania. We've been flat, though, when you get grades 3 through 8 into the high schools. On the math side, it's been a much more promising picture. In third grade math, we've seen almost a 13 percentage point increase in state tests related to math, the math PSSAs. In third through eighth grade math, we've seen nearly a 9 percentage point increase on state tests. So it tells me that if we can get significantly better on the math side, we can do the same on the reading side. It's important to the Board of Education and this superintendent that we continue to focus on getting better, and we absolutely are committed to doing that. And it's unacceptable in 2026 for any young person who's in school 90% of the year not to be able to read and comprehend what they're reading. And so that's our North Star.
To fully paint the picture, the third year of those PSSA reading scores, the third year that scores are actually down a little bit.
Correct.
And overall, we're still talking about a third of students who are proficient or advanced in reading. That still leaves roughly two-thirds who aren't.
We believe this is such an urgent issue, and we have to have such a fierce sense of urgency. It's the reason why, instead of having different schools among our 250 or so district-operated schools offer their own curriculum or to purchase a curriculum or to write a curriculum, we standardized the English language arts curriculum across all district-operated schools. Because when kids move from one school to another school because of poverty or being transient, they shouldn't have to learn a new way to do reading. Number two, we know it's really important that we double down on the science of reading. And number three, we know it's really important for teachers to talk to each other, to identify what's happening well in some places where we have these pockets of improvement and other places where we don't have that kind of improvement. And it's also important for us through our parent and family university to work in partnership, and I mean equal partnership, with our parents, because we believe that parents are sending us the absolute very best that they have, and it is absolutely our job to teach them and for it to show up on a reading assessment. That's why we're moving with this fierce sense of urgency. Just a couple of weeks ago, we hosted 130 faith leaders from across Philadelphia, and we shared data related to, first, student attendance. We want to focus on our kids being in school 90% of the month, every month in the school year. And then the second thing we looked at was took a look at attendance. And so how do all of us in the village come together to work together to support teachers and principals and folks in classrooms to significantly improve reading performance? It requires a fierce sense of urgency, starting with the superintendent's office.
We'll continue to keep an eye on that, whether or not we're on TikTok. Dr. Watlington, thank you. If you, the listener, have a question for the superintendent, feel free to contact us at afterschool@kywnewsradio.com. And if you want to listen live to the program, tune in Wednesdays at 3:45 p.m. on 103.9 FM.